Job openings in the U.S. continue to be at record levels, and the number of workers quitting their jobs is too. The labor market shift has been called the Great Resignation. According to a recent report from the research firm Gartner, it may be a permanent change in many fields instead of a temporary one. Our next guest recently took a closer look at that research and spent some time thinking about what the forever resignation could mean for employers and workers. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Have you quit a job during the pandemic to find something new, to retire maybe earlier than you planned? Did you stay within a field, or did you reevaluate the whole thing and go into something different? Employers, are you still seeing lots of turnover? How would you feel if things stayed this way and didn't go back to normal? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Aki Ito is a senior correspondent at Business Insider. She covers the economy, the labor market, and workplaces. Aki, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Can you tell us some more about this report predicting higher workplace turnover, maybe for the long run here?
Sure. So I think, you know, every employer in America right now is staring at very, very high attrition rates. And they're all wondering, when is this going to end? And I think most of them are expecting it to end at some point. You know, it's just around the corner. Everything's going to go back to the pre-pandemic normal very soon. But this new report from the research firm Gartner predicts that we're never going to go back to that pre-pandemic normal. They estimate that voluntary turnover is going to be 20% higher than it was before the pandemic. And that's a big shift. You know, in a large company with, let's say, 25,000 employees, that means an additional 1,000 people would be quitting every year compared to what the quitting rate was before the pandemic.
Now, this may look different from industry to industry. A lot of your recent piece on this, Aki, looks at white collar jobs in particular. What are some of the things that have been happening in that sector that's making them think, yeah, maybe this keeps going?
The number one thing is the increase in remote work. And nobody thinks that we're going back to the kind of in-person, in-office work that we had before the pandemic. That's the one thing that we're always going to keep. And as a result, that means, you know, we're going to see some changes in the way that the job market actually functions. Remote work is important for attrition for two reasons. One is that in a remote environment, workers feel less attached to their jobs because they feel less attached to their colleagues. That was traditionally something that kept them from resigning, even if the job wasn't good for them or the pay wasn't great. The second factor with remote work is that you just have so many more options than before because you're no longer limited to your local job market. And that means that with more options, workers are more likely to quit to go to a different employer. And that once again elevates the attrition rate too.
Right. Did I see you quoted somebody who's working in Baltimore, not seeing jobs they'd want to switch to in their neighborhood, but they could remote work for a company they liked in London?
Yeah, all the way across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, and that is part of what's driving people to seek jobs. I can search the job market and I don't have to go to them if I don't want to.
And this is a really important point here is that it permanently gives more power to workers. You know, the more options you have, the more bargaining power you have, you know, the more likely you'll be able to find a job that's good for you. So this is all around great news for workers.
Now, obviously, this isn't remote work isn't an option in all lines of work. A lot of service type jobs and manufacturing, things like that, you got to go there. Are there thoughts in the industry, though, that at least some of this resignation trend will continue even in work in person places?
It's very possible. I mean, some of the highest quitting rates that we're seeing across the country are in leisure and hospitality jobs, the majority of which are in-person jobs. So that we could keep seeing that for a long time as well. But it wouldn't be related to this increase in remote work that we're seeing in white collar professional jobs.
We're talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider. She covers the economy and the labor market. We're looking at this big trend. We've talked about it on the show before. A lot more people than usual quitting their jobs, often to take on a new job or start a new career or maybe retire early. Want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Have you quit a job, changed a job, worked remotely for a new employer lately, or do you like where you are and you're sticking with it? Love to hear from people from a variety of types of jobs, whether you have left a service sector job, white collar, blue collar, you name it. Call in at 800-642-1234. And employers love to hear what you're seeing if you're trying to hire people and retain people. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Aki, what are businesses, and again, you focus on the white collar world here, what are businesses trying to do to keep the people they've already got?
Sure. So, you know, there are some executives right now that are pushing to go back into the office because they know that in a remote environment, you know, employees don't feel as attached to their colleagues. And as a result, they're more likely to leave. They think that, you know, forcing everybody back into the office is a great retention plan. And, you know, that actually, you know, most likely will make things worse because people have so many options now. You know, they can go to other employers that are offering work from home options or hybrid options. So that would probably backfire. But the thing that employers really need to do is to try to, you know, build that camaraderie in the workplace, even if employees are working remotely or working hybrid, both from home and the office. It's harder to do than when you're in the office 5 days a week, but it's not impossible. And the second thing is employers are going to have to hire a lot more recruiters just because, you know, in the age of the forever resignation, they're just going to be a lot more jobs to fill. And it probably also means that employers are going to have to hire more people across the board so that they're, you know, not constantly, they have more backups, you know, to come in when somebody leaves. If more people are going to be leaving constantly, that means that you have to staff up a little bit more to make sure that you can absorb those shocks.
We heard from Mary on the Ideas Network Facebook page who writes, the company I work at has grown since COVID started. They increased starting wages to entice applicants and updated the pay scale to incentivize / reward existing employees. Mary adds, while we lost some people due to regular turnover, a few from burnout during COVID, the overall headcount keeps increasing. That two-part thing there she mentioned, Aki, offering more pay to those new employees and at the same time bumping up the pay to keep existing employees. That sounds like it's been a hurdle for some places. They've done that first part, maybe lost people who are jealous of those new employees getting paid more than they were.
Yeah, I actually just wrote a story about this, and I think it really hit a nerve because I think these employers who've, you know, stuck around at their companies for a long time are seeing these new hires come in at much higher salaries than what they're earning. It sounds like, you know, the Facebook user who posted to your site, you know, their employer has been proactive and actually has raised wages for existing employees too. Companies that are proactive like that aren't going to see the kind of attrition rates that other companies that are less proactive are seeing right now because they're, you know, going out of their way to try to retain those existing employees. And, you know, probably in the short term, it seems more expensive, but in the long run, by keeping their talented employees, I bet it's ultimately a cost-saving measure.
It's Brianna Caller now at 800-642-1234. Amy is with us in Ozaukee County. Amy, hi.
Hi. I was calling. I retired early from my job because I'm really working really, really, really long hours. I mean, I love my job, and I was doing more work. They were, you know, there wasn't as many employees, and I it was very stressful. So I decided to retire early. I think the management was not good. Poor management. So, I retired early, and I really didn't want to because I love my job. So,
Amy, do you have thoughts of going back into the workforce? Obviously, probably not for the same company.
Yes, I do. I am retired, but I do have another job, and it's a lot less stressful, and I'm a caregiver, so
excellent.
So for an elderly woman, so it's, you know, it's a lot less stressful, and in a lot of ways, you know, it's pretty rewarding.
Excellent, Amy. Thanks so much, Aki. A couple things there. I think there was There's been in some workplaces the idea that, yeah, you got to work the long hours, like it or lump it. The competition's going to offer the same. Workers like Amy may not put up with that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a lot of that, especially during the pandemic. After the initial layoffs and the steep recession at the beginning of the pandemic, there were fewer people around to do the same amount of work or even more work. So many people got burned out. We're still seeing that now. A lot of people, you know, left their companies or they may have left the workforce for good, as was probably initially the case for Amy. We're actually seeing older workers now come back out of retirement now. It's a trend that's called unretirement. It sounds like that's what Amy did as well. And, you know, I'm so happy to hear about her experience because, you know, she went from a really stressful job to a less stressful job. She went to a job that feels more rewarding. And that's amazing. You know, that's exactly the kind of, you know, the kind of transitions that you like to see in a hot job market, the kind of hot job market that we are seeing right now.
Amy, thanks for that call. We're talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider, with us today to talk about the still ongoing great resignation, more people than usual leaving their jobs for one reason or another, the possibility that at least in some lines of work, it could turn into a forever resignation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you? Did you change jobs during the pandemic? Are you thinking about making a switch now? What's driving that, or what's driving you to stay in your line of work, your career? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 if you're an employee or employer. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about the great resignation still going strong and why some analysts think high turnover may become the norm in some jobs anyway. Aki Ito with Business Insider has been writing about it, stays with us now, and you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions, maybe your own experiences deciding to switch a job, leave a job, or stay on the job, or trying to convince people to work for you. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Scott joins us in Appleton. Hi, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me on. My question and stuff is more of what are companies doing if they're changing how they're treating their employees? Are they starting to treat their employees more so like people, or is it still continuing the, oh, I'm just a number kind of mentality?
Scott, interesting question. Aki, is there some of what Scott's looking for there, treating employees, he says, more like people?
Anecdotally, from workers in all kinds of different industries, you know, not every company is able to compete with, you know, these sky-high salaries that we're seeing in the market right now. And so as a result, they're trying to pull on other levers to, you know, make their workplace more attractive to new hires and also to existing employees too. One of the best ways to do that is just to build a better culture, right? To, you know, get rid of the toxic bosses and to make the workplace just a more humane place, less burnout, that kind of thing. So I'm absolutely hearing that on the ground.
I mean, that sounds easy to do. Is it really easy to do if you've built up a work culture for 5, 10, 20 years?
Probably not, especially, you know, if, you know, you have a remote workplace now and you have less interaction amongst colleagues. But it's a huge priority for companies. And, you know, there's nothing that is more alarming to executives than these really high resignation rates right now. It's one thing to get complaints from employees, but if your best employees leave you altogether, nothing screams, you know, we need to make a change the way that those numbers do.
Scott, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We heard from Tom in Milwaukee. You couldn't stay on the line. Tom's seeing renewed interest in labor unions out there, wonders if there's a link to this maybe more power in the hands of workers being able to move from one job to another. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is the hot job market and the increased bargaining power that workers are having is a key reason that we're seeing such high collective bargaining rates. Certainly unionization in the U.S. is still very low compared to what it used to be before and compared to other advanced countries. But we're seeing this real resurgence in unions. And I think a big part of that is because workers feel more empowered right now than they have been in a really long time.
Now, there's fears that a recession could, eventually a recession will come along again. I think that's the way the economy works. Fears that it could be, next year or something. Are there thoughts that this conversation we're having now will be obsolete once a recession hits and maybe that's going to tighten things up and lower the options for these workers?
Sure. So, certainly if a recession does come, the labor market isn't going to be as hot as we're seeing right now. And as a result, I think the resignation rates are going to come down somewhat. But even in that pit of recession, I really, Gartner is arguing that we're never going to see the kind of low quit rates that we saw in the 2010s before the pandemic. We're never going to see that again because even in a recession, we're still going to have a lot more remote work than we did before. And that just permanently changes the way that the labor market operates.
Now, we heard from Karen in Green Bay, who said she hopes companies turn to remote work and keep older employees who have a lot of knowledge. Is there a thought, Aki, that that's a good target for employers, their current older employees, or maybe people who have left other jobs, that could be a source to fill these gaps they need?
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a good idea to me. We've actually heard of the opposite, too, that there's quite a bit of ageism in the labor market. A lot of people who are, maybe over 50 don't even want to disclose their ages because they seem less employable. And if it is the case that companies are hiring more older workers, I think that's fantastic. In a really hot labor market, the kind of workers that are traditionally, less attractive to employers, including, people of color, people with criminal backgrounds, and probably older workers too, the kind of workers who get discriminated against in traditional labor markets, employers kind of start to hire from those pockets as well because, they have no choice but to. And that's really great for, the entire economy. That's exactly what you want to see in an economic expansion.
Aki Ito is with us from Business Insider. She recently wrote about the Great Resignation and whether it's going to keep going on well into the future, especially in some industries. Still time for your calls with your experiences or questions at 800-642-1234. Gene joins us now in Milwaukee. Gene, hi.
Hi. I just was calling in to let you know that I lost my job from acquisition during COVID, and I figured out how to reduce my lifestyle to stay retired, and so I wanted to make you aware of that. And then also I had a question how you're saying that the job market makes it better for U.S. citizens to negotiate pay, but I would think that it would also make employees, potential employees from India or other countries to also try to get a job here.
Gotcha. Gene, we don't have too much time left. So a couple of things there, Aki. Let's start with that second point first. I've seen some people in the business world say, hey, we're having trouble hiring people, especially in certain jobs. Is anybody trying to make it easier for people from other countries to get those jobs?
I think we are starting to hear of employers hiring overseas too, kind of an offshoring of knowledge work as well. I haven't heard about it too much because I think there's a lot of kind of tax complications and employment law complications related to that. But I am hearing that, and that will probably be a much bigger concern down the road as, companies get a lot more used to remote work. If you can, if you're a company based in New York City and, you can hire somebody, in Nevada, let's say, what's stopping you from hiring somebody all the way in India, who has an even lower cost of living? But I'm not hearing about it too much so far.
And Jean's personal experience was interesting. She lost her job because of an acquisition. Bad news, but then she says she downsized her retirement expectations and is cool with retirement now. And I mean, I've heard anecdotally, Aki, that that was something happening with workers who retired a little bit earlier than planned. They just kind of adjusted their retirement lifestyle expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's great to hear that she was able to make it work and, you know, she can stay retired now. I wish I were retired too. I have many decades ahead of me before that's going to be a financial feasibility for myself. But I do think, you know, one thing that's complicating that picture right now is inflation. You know, a lot more people are coming out of retirement right now because, you know, they just can't rely on their fixed income. It just doesn't make up for the amount of inflation that we're seeing right now. So that's one thing to keep an eye out on as well.
Aki, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. This was great.
We've been talking to Aki Ito, senior correspondent at Business Insider, who covers the economy, the labor market, and workplaces. She was with us today to talk about why some analysts think the great resignation, a lot of people leaving jobs, switching jobs, retiring early, why that may not end anytime soon, what that can mean for workers and businesses. Still time for you to share your thoughts on that and maybe your own experience. You can do that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.